everybody to our work session. A quorum's not really important on this work session. I've got, it won't be a super long meeting, but I've got some stuff to talk about. Oh, let's wait for Andrew here. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Andrew. Okay, so anyway, we don't have to worry about a quorum tonight, but I do have some stuff to go over with you, and it shouldn't be too involved, but it has to do with the DAP. So what I'm going to ask the clerk to do is take a quick roll, and she is going to keep some minutes, even though it's just a work session, and then we'll move forward after that. So go ahead, Danny, please.
Sure. Mr. Lee?
I'm right here.
Mr. Tolley?
Here.
Harriger?
Here.
Davis? Mr. Aquino?
Here.
Mr. Dorton?
Here.
Ms. Williams? Ms. Thomas? I know she's here. I see her. Mr. Martinez? Ms. Webb? Mayor Matherly?
I'm here.
Ms. Foster?
I just got...
Snow?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Here.
And Ms. Rogers?
Here.
I just got a text from Kenita. Something just came up tonight. And something came up for her, so she can't make it. But Danny, why don't you go ahead and start on the agenda with us, and then I'll take over after that, please.
Sure. Item two on the agenda is intro to the DAP. I know since the last time we dug into the plan, the Diversity Action Plan, I think there have been a few at least new members. So for the benefit of everyone, I did include in your packet section 2-235 of the Fairbanks General Code. And that section specifically addresses the guiding principles and the purpose of the Diversity Action Plan. And really, in the first sentence of that paragraph there, it says what the purpose is. And the purpose of the plan is to increase the capacity of the city to succeed in its mission of serving all of the people of Fairbanks. And the city of Fairbanks' mission statement then is to provide quality essential services to all city residents to ensure Fairbanks is a vibrant place to live, work, thrive, and visit. So the purpose of the DAP is an integral piece of helping the city accomplish its mission. I won't go into all of the sub parts of that section. It's kind of lengthy, but it's in your packet for review. And so I just wanted to give a little broad overview of what the purpose of the DAP is and why the Diversity Council has been tasked with creating that first. We did that back in 16 and 17, the council finalized it in March of 2017, I believe. And the Diversity Council is then charged with keeping it updated, and I believe that's on a five-year rotation. And we would be approaching that in 2022, next year. So that's why the mayor wanted to get the group maybe started on it right now and give us plenty of time to dig in. And Mayor, I think that'll just lead into item three. I'll go ahead and let you take it there.
Thank you, Danny. First of all, let me welcome the Diversity Council. I know some of you are in the council chambers and some of you are on Zoom. I talked to Danny about the meetings in general. Since I've been pushing vaccine, and we're pushing a big vaccine push during the month of May, which is the Sleeves Up for Summer campaign, we're going to continue this for at least the June meeting, and then in July, maybe we'll come all back together. I'm going to see where the numbers are at the hospital. But for now, the hybrid is working. Number two, I want to thank Sarah and all the groups that were part of this a year ago, a little over a year ago. We met in person. We had a buffet that night. We started going over the DAP, and then we got totally sidetracked with COVID, which brings us to today. I had a really good meeting with Shalissa, with Kenita, with Angela, and with Danny about what to do today. So this is what I would like to accomplish today. As you can see on the agenda, Danny has broken it down to two different things, and Angela and I, and we all came up with this. The DAP, which is the Diversity Action Plan, we'd like to discuss the format, and then what was the other word below that? I'm sorry. What's it say, Danny? I didn't pull it up here. Hold on. The content. Okay. So what I hope to do today is have each one of you on the Diversity Council take a section, one or two sections if you want to, and I'd like you to take it and I'd like you to think on that section. I'd like to know from the group, for instance, if Andrew takes section one or whatever he chooses, then my hope is in a month at the gym meeting, we have a regular meeting again, public meeting, and we take a 20-minute to 30-minute section and work on the DAP. And we do that again in July and perhaps in August. And we wrap up the DAP so I can present it to the council. I would like to have a deadline by year end. I think it can be done prior to that, but I'm looking at year end. And what I mean by format, do you like the format it's in? Do you like, maybe it could be shaved down. Maybe it can be consolidated. Angela and I had a really good talk about it. Maybe you don't want to touch anything at all on that section of the DAP. Maybe it's outdated. Maybe there's something else to add. But I think that if I assign some things to folks or they volunteer, that it doesn't mean that you can't volunteer to take two of them on and go meet with another member of the Diversity Council. That's fine. And then we can have a generalized work session where all of us can bring it together. It's really interesting to do it like this. I know sometimes on the city council, when we've talked about issues, we can say, well, we're going to come back. We're going to take this. We're going to put it aside for a while. And I'm going to ask the council to work on it and bring back their ideas. That's kind of how I envision this being tonight, to look through the DAP, take the section that interests you, tweak it, add to it, take away from it. And then when we reconvene on June, whatever that means, and Danny's going to write the names down of people who can take which areas. Then in June, we can say, all right, group number one, what did you decide to do? And then we can collectively talk about it as a group. And if we keep it to 20 or 30 minutes in the June meeting, we can still do the other things that we want to do on that agenda. Then we could do it again in July, then in August. And my hope is that we can wrap it up September and October and give it to the city council. Maybe you want it written down in a different form. That's why we put format and content. And Angela and I and Danny and we and Shalissa and Kenita, we're open to anything that you want to put there. And also, here's something else to think about. This is more housekeeping. Oh, let me bring Jose on here. All right, so let the record show Jose's joined us. So Jose, I'm going to have to repeat what I said, but just to kind of remind everybody, I'm asking people today to look at the DAP, the Diversity Action Plan, and volunteer to take a section of it and review it and decide if you'd like to add to it, take away from it, have a different format, and then we're going to reconvene at the next meeting in June and go over these. And I'd like to also ask this body, coming up very soon, we're going to need another second, second in command. Right now, the order is I'm the chair. Shalissa is first chair, and then second chair is Kenita. Well, Shalissa's time's coming down, and then Kenita will move up to first, and I'll need to have a second co-chair. So I'd like the group to be thinking about a second co-chair. You can certainly, if you're willing to do it, then let me know. I need to make that appointment in July. And we also have some seats opening. And I haven't heard back from those folks and see if they would still like to serve another term. So what I'm asking you to do as part of the committee is to bring us some names and encourage them to apply. I believe, Danny, they can just go on our city website. Can you run over that real quick for me before I forget?
Yep. They should have already gotten an email from me inviting to reapply. But I know a couple of the folks whose terms are expiring in June have indicated that they will need to step back and probably let somebody else step forward because they've got either too much on their plate or they just want to give somebody else the opportunity. So I have heard back from at least two of the four.
And if we have a shortage and we're having trouble finding people, we can even make some personal calls. I'm happy to make a personal call to someone that you think might be eligible or might want, not eligible, but might want to serve on the Diversity Council. So I'd like to take advantage of this summer. We don't have a lot of public events going on that we're going to be at, so now's a good time to buckle down on that DAP. So in the spirit of that, I'd like to just open it up and ask, you know, people like Andrew or Doug or Sarah or Kelvin, any of you, is there a section on that DAP? And I believe there's seven parts to it. Danny, seven parts to it.
There are six goals.
Six goals. Who would like to maybe take number one, or do you have questions for me before we do it? This is direction I thought I would like to take, and Shalissa liked the idea. Shalissa, do you want to add anything to this or anything to the discussion before we get some names and sections? You're on mute, Shalissa.
Oh no, you're fine. You're doing what we discussed for the committee to choose section they would like to work on.
Who would like to start, or who could?
This is Bobby.
Andrew, looks like you became unmuted. Yeah, so go ahead.
Yeah. I will take. I gladly take sections 1 and 3. Everything that's inward facing.
Number 5 has my name all over it, Mr. Matherly.
Okay, so 1 and 3 for Andrew, 5 for Bobby Dorton.
Did you see what 5 is? 5 is in my neighborhood, it seems like, with all
perfect.
The...
Perfect. Shalissa, what did you say?
We only wanted one person to take a section, not multiple sections.
Gotcha.
To spread it out more, maybe to let every... Because there's 6 sections and about 9 of us on the... It might double up, and maybe there's 2
people. Thank you, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I was just looking at, so number 1 and 3 are very closely related.
Yep.
Policies and procedures and processes. So it's pretty difficult for me to separate them, but I guess
Can I volunteer to work with Andrew on those 2? This is Sarah.
Perfect.
There we go.
Perfect. So Sarah and Andrew will do 1 and 3, and Bobby will do 5. Anyone else would like to maybe, Doug?
Mr. Tolley did indicate to me, he sent me a message and said he's having some internet issues.
Oh, go ahead, Doug.
Just I'm up here, so I'm a little hesitant at any time I'm here, but it'd be good to have somebody else
too. So, Danny, did he indicate to you which one he was looking at?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my internet's cutting in and out. I'm missing part of my own conversation here.
Is there a section that you'd like to do, Doug, on the DAP?
Yeah, 4.
All right, perfect. So we got 4. So anyone else can either choose to work alongside Doug, so, you know, it's 2 there, or take on a whole different one. What are we missing now? Look, I guess we have 1. No, we don't have 2 selected yet, do we?
2 and 6 are open.
2 and 6. Mr. Lee, how about you if you look at 2 and 6? Anything? I hate to put you on the spot.
This is Jose?
Yes, Jose.
Jose, you're muted.
Yeah, you're muted again, Jose. Would you like to work on section 2 or 6 of the Diversity Action Plan? Do you have it there? Have you looked it over?
Yes, I have looked it over. Number 6.
Thank you. So, Mr. Lee, could I just assign you number 2?
Okay. I guess I want to work with Bobby, but I'll take 2.
Well, you can work with Bobby if you like. We can look at something else for 2. We have a few people that are missing. What's 2 primarily, Danny?
Financial resources.
Financial resources. Okay. Well, we don't have Kenita here. Who else are we missing? We're missing We got Shalita. I think we're at full strength except for Kenita.
Oh, yeah, we're missing
Miss Davis, but she's been absent a lot. I don't want to sign her anything. She must. Yeah, there's some reasons why she's been missing. I've been trying to reach out to her.
Also, Miss Webb is not here.
Miss Webb. Well, we can go ahead and send her an email and maybe ask her if she wouldn't mind working on two a little bit. Then Shalissa can always help. And what Miss Rogers can do, even though she's not really, you know, a voting member or anything, she can even toss herself into one of these groups. So, Danny, you want to run back on those names and numbers, please?
What about this, Jim? Kelvin and I could work on 2 and 5 together. They kind of go together anyway if you start reading and looking at it.
Okay.
It has to do with activities, you know, and resources and partners, community partners. So 2 and 5 kind of run together. We're going to just try it for now, and if we need help, we'll ask you guys.
Okay, so I like that. Thank you. This is great. So what I would like each of you to do is to get together with your partner and look at the format and look at the content. And if this thing grows from 6 things to 10, that's whatever the desire is of this group. If it shrinks from 6 to 4, great. If it expands, great. I have no end game in mind other than what this group wants. So it can be given to the council. And it could be a good, solid, living, fluid document. And what I would like to do is in June, come back. And at first I thought maybe a full work session again, going through all of these. And maybe that's the way to do it. Or have a regular meeting, get a few housekeeping things out of the way, and then work on this DAP, the rest of the section. And we'll do it June, July, and August. And that way you have plenty of time to really dig deep and make it meaningful. So I think what we'll do is Danny is going to send out an email capsulizing what each one of you decided to take on, and I appreciate it. Maybe send a DAP again, unless you already have it. And then at the next meeting is when we'll get together and talk about those. And don't worry if you don't have a lot of it done, because we're going to have a regular agenda. And maybe you won't have much until July or August. That's fine by me. I'm not going to put pressure on you. I would just like to have something completed by the end of the year for the council.
Shalista, it's been way too long since I've seen you. I just realized that looking up there at the screen.
That smile. Yeah.
She's got a great smile.
Thanks, but
that was the only thing on my agenda tonight, was just to start here. And now, and by people taking it on, it's more tangible, it's more real, it's got an end date at the end of the year. It's a perfect time to look at it with Zooming and not a lot of public events to go to. It couldn't be a better time. And with developments in the nation in the last year, year and a half, it's the perfect time to look at it. So Danny, that's... Go ahead.
I do have a question. Back to the council recruitment. is there any? Are there any folks or areas that we don't have any representation, or do we have any strategic recruitment, or is this just a free for all? I do want to make sure.
Everybody brings something to the table.
Yeah, I mean,
but. We are lacking, I mean, if you look at it from walks of life and demographic, you know, Hispanic we have and you know, that kind of thing. I'm looking down the pike. You know, we have Alaska Native representation and African-American representation. Everybody's bringing something different. So I'm not picky on whoever has good ideas. I think what we are missing is a youth. You know, we had a youth from the university. And perfect. she was a student. I really liked her. And I think we're also missing maybe another Alaska Native representation. So he's somebody from Fort Wainwright, military side of things. It's not necessarily ethnicity, but it could be something they do in their job that brings a level to it,
uh-huh.
Something like that.
Another good idea.
It could be almost – I trust you, Andrew.
Another good idea, too – Andrew and Jim on this subject is maybe getting somebody that's really involved with the Mobile Crisis Now project to be a part of this. That way we could have an insight on things, you know, and really promote diversity in that field as well, because it's going to be a hot topic.
Well, somebody in that, you know, Mike Sanders is going to prop up Crisis Now for the city starting in the fall. He's done with his job as far as housing homeless, and he kind of left that. It's really mature now, and it's standing on its own. I could ask Mike tomorrow about ideas that maybe he could think of somebody who might want to apply to be on the Diversity Council. That's a good suggestion, Bobby. I like that.
Another a group that perhaps isn't mentioned is the Asian community. We have a large population of Asian people in our community, and we did have representation for a while with Roslyn, but when she resigned, we didn't have that.
Mr. Aquino, I know, brings Asian to it too, and I remember meeting him for the first time and said, I've got you covered in a couple of different areas, Andrew. That was great. Nonprofit, yeah, and university, and LGBTQ and Asian, and you were just real open about that, and I'm game for any of that, because we're all, you know, we're all brothers and sisters, and we're all part of this makeup of this community. So whoever you think would be a good fit, I trust all of you, because I think you're all terrific, and this is a really good board. And everybody has connections I don't have, and that's part of why I'm asking you to think of someone who can apply. But I think the youth, it'd be great to get a youth on the board. I think that would be go a long way, because a lot of us are more mature.
I used to call Andrew our youth person, and now you're telling him he's aging out. Is that the deal?
Well, I don't know how old Mr. Aquino is, but... I mean, 18, 19-year-old student would be great.
Okay.
I mean, he looks young. I don't think he's 18, but he sure looks young.
I'll take it. I'll take the 18.
So think of those. And you know what? While we're talking, next month at the meeting, don't be afraid to have one of them sign in and observe the meeting. They can watch us work on the DAP a little bit. They give them a good introduction to the group. And you know, also, it's really important, and I know it's been discouraging once or twice when we had to cancel the meeting at the last minute. So I shoot the text out for a reason. So if we have another meeting in June and we're going to work on the DAP, it's really important that we try to make a quorum. I always have to convene the meeting or try. In other words, if I text all of you and I don't get a single yes, it doesn't mean I don't try to have the meeting. Maybe you were all busy and couldn't, you know, respond. So over the next 3 months, I'm hoping we can make a quorum each time. We need 5 for the quorum so we can work on this. So Danny, that's pretty much all I had tonight, was I just wanted to assign people things, have you start thinking about the DAP. Danny's gonna send an email out telling you all about it. And when's the next meeting, Danny?
That would be June 8th, sir.
So June 8th, bring your ideas, bring the breakdowns of those things. And tonight was just going to be a simple marching orders, tell you about the second in command, or the second chair, I feel like an orchestra, but the second behind Kenita anyway, and then new members for the board. Does that sound good, folks?
Sounds great.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you, folks. Okay. I appreciate your time. I hope you have a really nice evening. I know it was short, but it was important that we get this started. So thank you, Andrew and Jose and Sarah and everybody who volunteered.
Thank you, everyone.
So go for it.
Bye, bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye. See you guys later.